endeavor to follow after what I feel. Some may be repetitious in linking with things that the Lord has spoken directly over the last few years. But I want to go back from a history status and just try to tie this together this morning. So if you'll bear with me, I'm just going to do like Dad used to say, I'm just going to follow after. When we go back to history, we look at the word earth. The earth is the third planet from the sun, the only astronomical object known to harbor life. While large volumes of water can be found throughout the solar system, only earth sustains the liquid surface water. About 71% of the earth's surface is made up of the ocean, dwarfing the earth's polar ice, lakes, and rivers. The remaining 29% of the earth's surface is land. Consisting of the continents and islands, the earth's surface layer is formed of several slow-moving tectonic planets or plates interacting up to produce a mountain range, volcanoes, earthquakes. Earth's liquid outer congeneries are the magnetics that fuels the shape, and we go into a lot of words that I will not go to with the inability to say them, not just passing them over. So let me correct that. The Earth's atmosphere, some of this I didn't remember in high school, consists of mostly of nitrogen and oxygen, the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, carbon dioxide, CO2. Trap a part of the energy from the sun close to the surface. Water vapor is widely present in the atmosphere and forms clouds. On and on the story goes. Why would you bring this up again this morning, Brother McLean? It's going back to in that online statement of when we feel good every morning, it's something to be grateful for. Earth is about 8 light minutes away from the sun. And it orbits, taking a year, about 365.25 days to complete one revolution. The Earth rotates around its own axis in slightly less than a day. In about 23 hours and 56 minutes, the Earth axis is rotation. We know the size of the Earth and its continents and how big it is. Moving over to very quickly trying to lay a foundation for the history of the world, not in a complex but in a simple form. The moon is the Earth's only natural satellite. Diameter is about 1/4 the diameter of the Earth, comparable to the width of Australia. The moon is the 5th largest satellite in the solar system. It dwarfs, as it says here, it dwarfs planets or dwarf planets. Moving down quickly, the orbiting of the Earth is an average distance of 238,900 miles. It's about 30 times the Earth's diameter. The influence it verily slowly lengthens Earth's day in its main driven of the Earth's tides. As I begin to just read about the history of the Earth, the moon, I've quickly run to the sun. The sun is the star at the center of the solar system. It is a nearly perfect ball of hot plasma, heated by nuclear fusion, and reacts in its core. The sun radiates the energy mainly as a light, ultraviolet, and infrared radiation. Its radius is about 690,000 kilometers, 432,000 miles, or 109 times that of the Earth. It's very small. Its mass is 30,000 times that of the Earth. Excuse me, it's about 330 times the mass of the Earth. We know the story and how it's formed approximately 4.6 billion years ago in link to all of these. The humorous part of the earth is in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I want to try my best to bring this to an area of today where we understand that God, in his infinite, he's still God no matter what's going on in this world. He's in control because in 7 days, the seventh day, he rested. But in 6 days, he formed something that man has only got a simplistic form of understanding what it really is. We cannot really figure out the body. We do not understand how to fix some things. We keep striving, and God allows certain amount of knowledge and wisdom to come to us. But he's never intended for us to think at any moment that we're something that he really does not care about. Lightning, I have said this before, is an electrical discharge caused by imbalances between storm clouds and the ground or within clouds themselves. Most lightning occurs within the clouds. Sheet lightning describes a disbolt of the lightning that beads across and the cloud base, and we see it in the high suns. Lightning is extremely hot. A flash can heat the area around it to the temperature 5 times hotter than the sun's surface. All I got to say is that's hot. Cloud to ground lightning, 100 strikes Earth's every surface in a single second. Yet the power is extraordinary as God's. Each bolt can contain up to 1 billion volts of electricity. Brother Burns is not in here this morning, or I would ask him if that's a little bit of power. A typical cloud to ground. Each along the channel is 200,000 miles an hour. Each of these segments is about 150 feet long. When the lowest step comes within 150 feet of the positive charge object, it is met with a climbing surge of a positive electricity called a streamer, which can rise up through a building or a tree or even a person. We can become a grounding rod. Lightning is not only spectacular, it's dangerous. 2,000 people are killed worldwide by lightning each year. As I read this morning, I grabbed my piece of paper and I wrote it down. 2022, there's 7.98 billion people in the world. I want you to think about that. 7.98 billion people in the world. There's 4.3 births every second in the world. In deaths, there is over 2 deaths per second in the world. There's an incline of how many people are in this world of over 70-something thousand people a second. Across the continents, it grows continually. It does not stop. Evil rises, but the church is still here. We are the body. I'm not going to preach a long time this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. There's a paraphrase in the Word of God. He says, if we don't praise, the rocks are going to cry out. I got some good news that God created everything. Hello? I got tickled at that wife's little dog this morning. I have to take him out because she's enabled right now and have to do the doggy sets and all this other stuff, and he cracks me up because his way of talking to you is he just wants to bark. If you're not paying attention, he's going to let you know, hey, I need some attention. And he does his little yep, and he can't bark. He sounds like a screeching little owl or something. But it's humorous to me because they learn how to communicate with anybody. God created the bird that he makes noise. He sings. He talks. He created everything with a voice. Hello? When we're gone, there's still going to be something that's going to be born that's going to make some noise. There's still something that was created by God that was the intention. But I want to really talk to you for a moment this morning to everybody in this building and those that are joining online. The same God that built this world in 6 days. The same God that put everything into existence. It's easy for Orland McLean to take for granted what God and who he really is, how powerful he truly is. But I want to talk to you this morning. It's time for the church to stand up. It's time for us to understand and get excited. I'm only here for a little while. Bible tells us it's appointed to each of us to die. But what are we doing while we're on this earth? Are we really giving it all we've got? Are we trying our best to do everything we can for God? Last night, there was a special game that went on. This morning, it was a talks. Everywhere you looked, there was people talking about how the Astros won the World Series. My sweetheart wanted something to eat when I went to the restaurant to get a little bit for her last night. The place was packed out, and they said, "Who's going to win, preacher?" They know me as preacher or pastor. I said, "I don't know." Somebody was mouthing off, and they was wanting to bet back and forth, and I looked at him, and I smiled, and I said, "You know who's going to win?" He said, "Who?" Thought I had some prophetic word from God. I said, "You really want to know how much is it worth to you?" Man, he was hanging. I looked at him and smiled real big, and I said, "The guy that hits the ball the farthest and the team that has the best score." Well, he looked at me and he said, "Oh." I get tickled how that we want to look at something that's so. It's just, if you have a good day, you're going to do good. If you have a bad day, you're going to do bad. But it's according to how we look at life is what we're going to become in life. If we're only going to do what little bit we want to do and what's comfortable to do, then we're probably not going to be very successful. Without a vision, we're going to perish. I could prepare that in a physical aspect or a spiritual aspect. If you really don't want to do anything other than go to work every day and go home and work for somebody else, that's all you'll ever do. You'll get your paycheck, and when it comes time, you'll have a little 401, and you'll live your life happy just living. But for those people that go and really have a desire to reach something that they've never done before and go outside the box, guess what? They're the millionaires. They are the billionaires. They are the founders of our country that started something. And I'm talking about the one true living God this morning, that when he created everything, he created it with a purpose. And the purpose was for the church to get excited about who we are. Get excited about what he's done for you. He didn't intend for you just to live here and just occupy until he come. He wanted us to get excited. Same God that lets the sun move. Same God that lets the waves roll on the water. If you'll allow me just to be basic this morning. If you want really, really deep stuff, you just got to go dig for it. Laying at that altar yesterday evening, it was like the Lord began to deal with me about the simplicity of living. There's something that is just very simple about living for God. Brother Belusik made a comment about this after class this morning. We had a little time together and we was just talking about the things of God and unity. But he made a statement, and I don't even remember how you said it. But it was so beautiful. when we realize that God intends for us to do more and to walk in a place that we've never been before. To the man that exercises or to the woman that exercises, you can stop exercising. Guess what? You're going to become out of shape. I don't care what you lifted in high school or college. You can't do the same thing today if you haven't been doing what you was doing in college. Let me just tell you something. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, whatever you did when you got the Holy Ghost is the same thing you got to do every day to continue to have the Holy Ghost. Whew. I felt a little nudge of the Holy Ghost there. Acts chapter 10, I want to tell somebody, hey, Peter opened his mouth. He said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. I preached on this not long ago, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. If we look at that from that's the NIV. If we look at it from old King James, he said that Peter opened his mouth and said, of truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. I want to tell the church today, it's time for us to get excited. Our God that built this world, he spoke it into existence. He's still on the throne. I said he's still on the throne. He's the same one. The Bible tells us he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no changing. There is no variableness. Even Romans said it, there's no partiality with God. If this don't light you fire, you don't have no gas in it. I wonder what happened if I just stood here and just read the word and just stared at you like you stared at me. 2 Chronicles 19:7. Now therefore, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. The fear of the Lord be upon you. I'm going to say it one more time. Now, therefore, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. That's one of the first stages of really being an apostolic, Pentecostal, Holy Ghost-filled Bible believer and a Bible professor and a Bible-shouting person. You may tell you what you got to do. You got to go back and understand the same God. If he could build a sun in a moment by speaking it into existence, the same God that could speak a moon and the same God that could form a man and a woman. That's a God we got to respect. That's a God we got to fear. That's a God we got to love. He said it this way, take care and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God. No partiality. Well, I like it how he said it in the New King James Version here. Nor no taking of bribes. You talking about something good right there? He don't take a bribe to go to heaven. He's not going to take it. Well, I felt the Holy Ghost right there. You're not going to buy your way into heaven paying your tithes and giving your little offering, honey. You got to get excited and get excited and get more excited about who he is. He's the same yesterday, today. I'm not going to quit preaching that. That's the same thing my daddy preached and the same thing my grandpa preached and the same thing my great-grandfather preached. It's the same God. Let me give somebody some answers this morning. Something called life. He created you to live in this earth that he built. Now, some of y'all are fixing to get upset at Pastor. I believe believe the word of God tells us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Is that the word? I got to clarify something. You're not going to heaven just taking on the attributes of or the personality of the Pharisees or the Sadducees and calling yourself a Christian and not having fear of God, not having relationship with God. There's no successful marriage when there's not relationship. Well, I didn't get enough amens here. I'm going to say it again. You got to learn how to communicate with one another. You got to learn what fills that love bank between each other. Amen? It's the same thing with the Lord. We can talk about being holy, but we can be going to hell being holy. Whew. Pastor, this is pretty strict on Sunday morning. No, it's not either. This is just basic. There's things that we teach as holiness that's not in the Bible. Ooh, just felt that wave. There's people who was at that ball game last night. They're not going to hell because they went to a ball game. Boy, that shut down everything right there. Ball game's not going to send you to hell. It's the attitude. Is that your God or is he your God? I don't know why I said that, but I just said it. Thank God for it. We got to make up in our mind, church, that God is not going to be a respecter of me. When I live in a world and I'm in life and I have my faults and my weaknesses. Every day I do something wrong as Orla McLean. But guess what? I know what I got to do. I got to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I stumbled and I failed. I'm trying to preach it the way I feel it, but it's not really coming out all at one piece. There's a place that the church has got to move to, and I'm talking about the whole church, the complete church. You've heard me preach it before. It's not an organization that's going to take you to heaven. Bro McLean's not going to take you to heaven. I can only preach the word of God and the understanding of the word, but we've got to work our own salvation out with fear and trembling. I've got to understand that life's going to deal me some blows. But I got to learn how to duck. Brother Robert's looking at me laughing. I thought he swung at me. You ever had anybody just walk up? You know, these ticklish people, they walk up and tickle you. Woo! Have you, Brother Blackshear? It's fun when you can play with people and just have fun. They do it back and just, you done yet? Something about life, it wants to just put a blow in there. It wants to try to make us jump and move out of balance, but it's time for us to get excited. You know what? I'm going to fall down. I'm going to have a problem. Life is going to deal a blow that I cannot blame God for it because God loves me. Okay, he don't love you. He loves me. Let me preach it in the first person here. Y'all can just sit there. I'm going to preach to Harlan McLean this morning. Blessed are they undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord, Harlan. Blessed are those who keep his commandments and the testaments, who seek him with their whole heart, Harlan. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways, Harlan. You have commanded us to keep your precepts, O Lord. Harlan Wayne, you got to hear this. The psalmist knew it. Oh, that his ways were directed to keep your status, my status. Then I would not be ashamed when I took you into all your commandments. There's an excitement that gets on me. I will praise you with the uprightness of my heart. When I learn and lean on your righteous judgments, I will keep your testimonies. I will keep your status. Oh, my God, do not forsake me utterly. The one true living God, he does not disrespect you. He does not have a problem with you. We've got a problem with ourselves. We got to forgive ourselves. Come on now, somebody needs to put your finger on here. You got to start talking to yourself. You got to start telling yourself what happened in your childhood, what happened in your teenage years. It's not going to predicate tomorrow unless you drag it into tomorrow. We got to understand God loves us. Well, hallelujah. I forgot my handkerchief. I got a Kleenex. There's an excitement in me. Genesis, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering. You know the story. Abel also brought a firstborn of the flock. Brother Long preached it so beautiful. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. Cain was very angry and his countenance fell. There's something about the way God handles things. I'm just going to say it plain and blunt this morning since it's pretty firm. I'm not going to apologize for it. That's the way it's coming out. Some things that we will never understand how God does it. As long as we obey the word and his testament. And we love him with our whole heart. We don't need to listen to that flesh or that spirit world that wants us to believe that God don't love us. That's not of God. That opening scripture, God shows no partiality. I preached on the partialities of God. No one applies to that. In Leviticus, he said, ye shall make idols for yourself. You shall not make idols for yourself. Neither a carved image nor a sacred pillar shall you reap or rear up for yourselves, nor shall you set up an engraved stone in your land. He goes on about the Sabbaths. He goes on about his status. If you walk in my status and keep my commandments and perform them, then will I give you the rain and the season. As I read that and I started thinking about that, I said, now God, your commandments are still predicated today. Your fear of you and love for you is still something Orla McLean's got to do. I've got to abide in it. He's got to be my first love. I've taught the lesson on it. God is number one. He's got to be my first. And then it comes as I'm a married man. It comes as my spouse is number two. And if you're a woman, it's your husband, not your spouse. And if it's a man, it's not another man as your spouse. It's, hello. Oh, I preach that in this world we live in today. God made a man and woman, not Adam and Steve. Woo, hallelujah. Felt a little breeze on that. I said it, and it's on live radio. My name's Orla McLean. If you want to come take my rights and the original religious rights, you come right on, honey, because he said Adam and Eve. And that was a woman and a man, not a woman and not two women, not two men. And I said it publicly. Well, hallelujah. I'm not afraid to preach the word of God. Because if I'm afraid of him, he's going to be afraid of me. And if you don't love him with your whole heart, he's going to be afraid of you. Woo. Well, hallelujah. I'm going to pray God unlocks. I'm just going to preach until I'm done. I might as well just have fun. Some of you are sleeping anyway, so I'm just going to have fun. My wife's not here. She can't tell me when to hush. You in trouble, Brother Cheryl. You came in the wrong morning. Whew. There's a place that we got to get excited about. I told the men this morning in class, just talking a little bit about unity. There's a drive in my spirit that when the unity becomes from the soul, when we get in unity with God and we become in oneness with Him, then the unity of the Spirit comes from within us. And when we walk into a place, they feel something that is driving them to draw closer. Let me slow down and say it this way. When you're full of the Holy Ghost, God created every one of us to be hungry for companionship. Come on now. There's a desire for companionship. And that's what God intended for the church in unity. And when we come in oneness with Him, therefore there's blessings in obedience. Your threshing shall last till the time of vintage. I will give peace in the land, and I will, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. Hear this now. He told them in the Old Testament of Leviticus, he said, none will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword I will not go through your land. There's something about in the era that we live in, there's a spiritual battle going on within the apostolic church. We get afraid when something's going the wrong direction. I talked to a man in this church. He said, every time I turn around, it's something else. It's more. I said, that means you're doing something right. Come on now. Anybody having a little trouble? Let me tell you, the best way to have fun when you're having trouble is worship when you're having trouble. Because you're going through something, and if you keep on worshiping God, if you can keep on loving Him when it looks dark, when it looks like lightning's coming down, you got to worship, you got to trust Him. Because He loves you. Colossians says He doesn't, but he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done. Repaid. And there is no partiality. Well, if you do wrong, guess what? You better make it right. Because you're going to be repaid. Deuteronomy, for the Lord your God is God of gods. The Lord of lords. The great God. Mighty. Awesome. Who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. We're not going to buy our way into the throne room. We're not going to buy our way into heaven. But I'm here to tell you, we can win our way into heaven. How do we do that? We love Him with our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole spirit, everything within us, and we fear Him. And when we fear Him, guess what? God is going to bless us. Well, hallelujah. Woo, thank you. I can get white rings on my nose. The quieter it gets in here, the longer I'm preaching. I'm sorry. I don't know about you, but this is Apostolic Temple. This is not dead Apostolic Temple. I'm excited about being in the house of God. And I'm excited about what God's doing. Yeah, you see, some of y'all are trying to act a little funny. Oh, hallelujah. I felt your unity, and it wasn't in the spirit. That was another spirit. I just got a question. Has He done anything for you? Are you really dead? Or do you have blood moving in your body?
What's going to happen tomorrow morning when you wake up and you got pain in your body? Oh, no, that's when you move a foot out and say, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I can still move my foot. I can still move around.
I told one of my elders recently, I said, well, you get talking about holiness and everybody gets nervous. I said, why does holiness get us so afraid? Anybody ever been on a diet? Why? You just eat anything you want, you're fine. Well, you made choices. Right? We have to make choices in life. As I began a while ago, the billionaire, he had to make a choice. He's going to do it all. He's going to get his act together. He's going to find a way to make money. Brother Cheryl, have you ever looked at a board you fixed to cut and decided you didn't need a tape measure, but it had to be precision? I'm not talking about those. And you just didn't use a tape measure. You just knew that you could just cut it exact. That's a wrong man to probably ask that, Brother Bobby. But you didn't start with the very beginning. Because when it all started, you had to learn how to sharpen the pencil. And you had to learn what a measure and tape was all about. And somebody had to train you. And before long, there become a familiarity. We come to the house of God, we better be excited. But it can't be just a hypothetical emotion. It can't just be just another song just because God gave you a beautiful voice and you learned how to play just right on the guitar, the piano, the organ, and the bass, and the drums, and all these sounds and things we've got. It's more than that, because when we get in that place with Him, there is a relationship and oneness, and the moment our voice is opened up, God says, there's my little baby. There's that one I desire to have. I've been waiting on that hallelujah this morning. What happens when we get up in the morning? No. I hear my wife say, honey, I love you. Whoa, hallelujah. What does he do when he hears your voice? He only started with two people, Adam and Eve. And when I looked up that history, there's over 7.9 billion people. I'm like, Lord, how do you hear my voice? He said, if I know when a hair falls out of your head, I can hear your big old voice when you say something to me. When you say, I'm sorry, Lord, I know when you're repenting for what you did wrong. But also, let me tell you something, son. He and I was having a conversation. It was that moment of time when he said, I can hear your heart. I can feel your spirit. I can look down into your soul. That day I gave you the Holy Ghost at 9 years old, I know when and how it all came to be, son. And I desire for you. I created you to love me. Job had it this way: as for the Almighty, we cannot find him. He is excellent in power and judgment, and abundant justice. He does not oppress, therefore men fear him. He shall show no partiality to any who are wise of heart. There's a place that we're living in, church, that we are moving saints of God into, everyone on here online. There's a place that we're moving into. It's closer to Sodom and Gomorrah's age than we've ever been before. Man thinks that we can create anything and make it all and control it all. No, that's been going on since the foundation of the world. It happened with Adam and Eve. The spirit of our own personal flesh, we've got to understand that we're different from the Old Testament. I got a promise, Brother Blusick. I've got something called the Holy Ghost that will lead and guide me if I stay in unity with God. Ooh, I felt the Holy Ghost right there. I said, when I stay in unity with God, your job can't take God's place.
I got to say it again. Your job can't take God's place. Your money can't take God's place. God's got to be first, foremost, forever. The Almighty's not a respecter. He loves us. He cares for us. The power of His glory is in everything we look at every day. Everything. Well, Brother McLean, man created air conditioning. No, he didn't. God did. God created metal. God created wood. God created that piano. Do you really believe that when you said that's right? Well, it's got Previo on it. Who made it? Well, Casio made it. Well, who made Casio? The complexity of the world has become such a complexity of the mind that we got to figure it all out. I know what it was you said. You had been studying something. You had to figure out why it was. You spent a time researching something because you had to have and find out who, when, how, where, and what. And he said he started praying about it, and the Lord said, well, if you'd spend as much time with me as you did on the who, how, when, where, what of that, there'd be miracles and miraculous things happening. When you get in your car, if you got a Jaguar, if you got a Lamborghini, when you go to that big estate that's, you know, 200,000 acres and $700 billion, just remember where it came from. It's God's. And when I'm not God's in completeness according to my will and my desire, I'm the one that's going to face eternity. Not my will today, oh God of glory. My friend, that never fails me. My friend that will never leave me. My friend that's the peace that passes all understanding. My friend that's the love that goes beyond any love this world could ever offer. His righteousness, His power, His glory. He said it this way, Jesus said in Matthew, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is said for many for the remission of sins. That was in 26 and 4 and 28, 14 and 24, and he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. He goes on in repetition in Job, John. Hebrews, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered and once into the holiest place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord, that my sins be as scarlet. My sins are going to be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, shall be as wool. On this Sunday morning, this charge to you as an individual and to a church body and to a Christian believer in this world that we live in, it's high time that we never forget God loves you. God's no respecter. I can say it this way, as I made that funny comment about how many of you have ever been on a diet. Hello? I started on a diet, but I changed it into a lifestyle. Because a diet, you can stop. Hello? Well, I set my goal. I'm at my goal now, so I can go back to my normal way of living. I did that a few times. But guess what? It didn't work. Because this old flesh started taking back over again. It's the same thing with the spirit realm.
When you came and God gave you the Holy Ghost, he did not want you to ever go back to where you'd been. He never intended for us to go back and have to deal with certain things. We got to learn how to give it to him and get excited because he's still alive. He's still on the throne. If you can, stand to your feet this morning, those that are still awake. He said, Brother McLean, why'd you tell us how many people are in America today? The last few seconds, a few minutes of just talking to you as a body. There's a whole lot of people out there that has never experienced the truth. I've talked to preachers after preachers over the last 3 or 4 months. I've talked to elders and they have made this statement. They said, we're trying our best, but we don't understand why people are not wanting and desiring. The Bible tells me that there's going to be a greater outpouring in this last day. But let me tell you how it's going to come to fruition. It's when the body becomes unified, not only in the flesh, but in the spirit. We begin to love them as he loved us. Because he told us specifically, do unto others you'd have them do unto you. We need to set some goals as Christians. The word Christian is just a Christian. It can be hypothetical because the world, there's Christians. There's over 3,000 plus denominations around the world. We know what happened when Jesus' time was there. Those that were the Christians of that day, they had the knowledge, they professed, but they did not possess the Spirit. If we're not careful, we're going to keep professing. Professional things in the church of the living God, it's got to have power, it's got to have position, it's got to have purpose. I charge you this morning with love. Set yourself some goals in the days ahead and say, God, I will change someone's life. I will be committed in unity with you. I will be in oneness with you. Can you lift your hands across the building if you wish to? Bow your head and pray however you want to this morning. He wants to encourage us. Same God that knows everything. He knows where you're standing this morning. He knows what's going on in this service. It's appropriate. You may want to take somebody's hand and just your wife standing beside you. Come on. Just for a few minutes, just connect to God. God, I love you. Together with cords that cannot be broken, God. Let us walk into that place of the supernatural with you. Oh, how he loves. Yes, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, come on, that's it. Just talk to him. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how
he loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
He loves us.
get the announcements tonight. Church tonight at 6 o'clock, prayer room at 5:30.